We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Gresh and Keith.
Stephon Gilmore, how does this end?
He's not going to play in the final year of his deal anyway. I do not see any scenario where that happens. There's some options. 3 years, 50. 1 year Band-Aid deal, or someone gets an injury to a star corner and they have to have it.
Andy Gresh.
I'm not cheater preacher, man. It's not because we've been not doing good the sticky things. It's because we not located the pitchers where we wanted.
Rich Keefe.
Just learning every scheme and what Josh McDaniels trying to get done, and he's a genius. So if you buy into what he's doing and what he's teaching us, like we should be great.
Gresh and Keefe starts right now.
My collection of the Mummy series, I need back.
You don't lend money in the champagne room.
On WEEI.
Into the final hour, Andy Hart will join us from minicamp in just a little under 10 minutes from now, where you have another chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. We have talked a lot about Stephon Gilmore, not present at Patriots camp still. We'll get a little update on Jonnu Smith as well. Did he or did he not participate in practice today? But around the NFL, how about this? I went to NFL.com to bring up one of the stories that I wanted to get into, and I just saw this headline. Half of the NFL teams have 51 or more players vaccinated. And I know that in Major League Baseball, there have been some issues. We've heard Will Fleming talk about it.
Red Sox.
And I know there was one of the Cubs. I can't remember which member of the Cubs. I don't want to say
Banks.
The wrong name. No, but like Chris Bryant or somebody or whomever. Like they're very, it might be Rizzo, I think, now that I think of it, with the whole his teammates understand why he isn't and all that stuff.
Because you need to hit like an 85% threshold, and then it changes your restrictions, your ability to travel, who needs to sit out, who doesn't, when there's contacts and all that stuff. So it's actually pretty important for the job. Like that was Will Fleming's point last week. He's like, I understand the how you feel about it, right? Some people are for or against it. But then when it also impacts your job and then so many others around you, like what a competitive disadvantage it could be. Because if it somehow gets into the Red Sox and a bunch of guys have to sit out a week, whereas other teams, that wouldn't happen. Well, there's 5-6 games go by. Like, I don't know. That stuff kind of matters.
So according to the Nick Shook, who writes for the NFL, I guess, 16 of the NFL's 32 teams have 51 or more players vaccinated, while the other 16 teams have 50 or fewer players vaccinated. Coaching staffs and team personnel are much closer to full vaccination. 30 of the league's teams have Tier 1 and Tier 2 personnel at vaccination rates of 95% or higher, while the other remaining two teams are between 90 and 95% vaccinated. So to your point, it's not just about the players. It's the coaches, the travel staff,
the
front office. It's everybody in the organization.
It's everybody. And when you hear 51, your first thought is, oh, that's a ton. But then you're like, oh, wait, it's 90-man rosters right now. This isn't 51 of the 53. This is, you know, rough, a little over half of what you have right now in your camp. And, you know, we've heard from a number of players, including Montez Sweat from the football team, who was like, well, I'm not going to get vaccinated until I get it, basically, or until I get COVID. You're like, well, what? And then I know Cole Beasley went on like a little Twitter rant thread about how he's not gonna, and nobody can tell him what to do. And you're like, okay, you're right. Yeah, I can't tell you what to do. But, you know, that's why these teams are trying to bring in kind of experts in the field to sort of say, all right, why aren't you? What are your reasons? And we can try to, you know, dispel those.
Exactly. And It's a greater good situation, I think, for these sports teams. The latest hullabaloo surrounding Aaron Rodgers came when the team president and CEO Mark Murphy called the MVP, quote, a complicated fella. Now, if we can just stop down for a moment here, that might let you know some of the disconnect between Aaron Rodgers and Mark Murphy. That Mark Murphy is a man that still uses the word fella.
Fella.
What is he, Dave Dombrowski?
I feel like Jim Justice might go fella.
Oh, yes.
I think I could hear him dropping a fella in there. A complicated fella. If somebody referred to you as a complicated fella, would you be mad about that? Would you have a follow-up question, or would you just be like, yeah, I guess I am?
I would probably say yes and then be like, fella? What are you, my pap?
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
But it's with Aaron Rodgers, I mean, I guess he kind of is, because it's like, what do you want?
Fella.
What are you getting at, fella?
Fella.
Huh? Buckaroo?
What are the five? There you go. The five synonyms for guy that make you sound really old.
Chief,
buckaroo, fella.
Buddy, pal. Yeah, fella's definitely on that.
Fella,
high on
it might be number
fella.
One
He's
on
a
that list.
Fella.
He is. And NFL analyst James Jones, a former teammate.
Right.
And as it's written here, a confidant of Aaron Rodgers.
He's in the inner circle.
That's right.
I feel like Rodgers doesn't have much of an inner circle.
I would agree.
It'd be Miles Teller and Shailene Woodley. Not even his own family, as we know.
What kind of secrets do you think Danica Patrick might have on him?
Oh, she might know some stuff.
Because she knew him before they got cuddly together.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they were friends, I think, beforehand.
Was he with Olivia Munn before Danica Patrick or after? So Olivia Munn, Danica Patrick, Shailene Woodley?
That's right.
Okay.
There's got
to
keep
up. Just trying to keep up with the times.
There's got
to
be some tales there. I know
somebody
it's like following A-Rod and J-Lo and all that stuff.
A little bit.
And that is the only person that this A-Rod apparently did is J-Lo. So out of the age group, he's 37,
by the way,
she's 51.
J-Lo, Ben Affleck spotted smooching somewhere.
Apparently
so. How do you
so.
Like that?
They were
seen canoodling.
Isn't he a dart ripper?
Probably. I think I've seen that.
I would think that considering the way she takes care of herself, that potentially kissing someone after having a
Smells like butts.
Mall.
Not ideal.
I wonder if that would...
maybe he has
a
bunch of Tic Tacs on him at all times.
Ooh, that's true. That's a good point.
Can't sneak up on anybody.
I can't envision A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, not Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
But I can't envision Alex Rodriguez even having a cigar, let alone, ripping a dart.
No, I'm sure everything he put in his body was very pure.
No! Very nice. That didn't make Shime smile because he's on the
phone. He's on the horn right now.
I was just going to say, if that didn't, no one will. Anyway, James Jones just says, hey, pump the brakes. It's not a critical mass yet.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
This hour's code word is cloud. That's C-L-O-U-D for those of you who cannot spell. This hour's code word is cloud. Text cloud to 2. Damn it. Text cloud to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. We had apparently when I gave Vivid earlier, Keith.
Yeah.
We had someone on the Twitter who was yelling at us and saying that, could you use it in a sentence? And I'm
sure.
Like, well, if you need a five-letter word to be used in a sentence for you to be able to try to win $1,000 in a contest, or you have to send a text,
Vivid.
Maybe you probably shouldn't be in it anyway.
Right.
This isn't the Scripps Howard spelling bee.
No, but good luck to everybody else.
Exactly right. Now a thousandaire himself joining us now on the Harbor One hotline, our friend Andy Hart from WEEI.com, who is down at Patriots camp. And Andy, let's just give you the old treetop here. What jumped out to you today, if anything, during practice this morning?
Well, a couple things, and I'm going to say this. If I were prone to overreaction to mini camp shorts and t-shirts action, I would say today, June the 15th, 2021, is the day that Mac Jones took a legitimate step towards being the Patriots starter. I think we saw the transition in a couple drills where two reps for Cam Newton, he's still the starter, and then 4, 6, 8 reps for Mac Jones. Cam Newton's reps don't look good. Mac Jones's reps look good, look like they're supposed to. Ball comes out in a timely fashion. And then those drills wrap up, and I watch Cam Newton with his head down, kind of moping to the next drill, standing by himself. So, yeah, if I were prone to overreaction, I'd say today was the day Mac Jones became the Patriots starter.
Yeah, Shime!
So Shime just talked into my ear, and he said, ask him about the two interceptions Mac Jones threw.
Oh, God!
Is there something there?
Yeah, that happens, too. That would be my other reaction, okay. Is that this defense is locked and loaded up front. The first interception, there were two interceptions in a three-play span, which is, I believe, three less than Tua threw today in Miami. Bad day for Alabama quarterback. But one of them, it was a soft, like, little dump-off throw. He was trying to loft it over Dante Hightower, and you saw why Dante Hightower is a freakish athlete. He went up and got it. The next one was deflected at the line of scrimmage, and Kyle Van Noy made a sort of turning, spinning backwards, kind of falling catch, which is why I think I'm as excited as almost anyone in the region of New England about this defense and this front, because you got two key, I'm saying boogeymen 2.0. They are going to give some bad teams and some bad offenses absolute headaches up front.
Andy, it's interesting you mention that, because Rich and I have been talking a lot, obviously, about Stephon Gilmore and the value, and we'll get your thoughts on that. But we're both bullish on the Patriots defense as well, and I wondered aloud, would a good showing from the front seven here sort of maybe not change the mind, but be a bigger part of the evaluation of what to do with Gilmore on the back end if these guys showed out the way you just described? Are you buying any of that?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you made some major investments in this team in the offseason. Robert Kraft told us that, right? The word capital. He's never invested capital like this in the team. And you know how you're going to be built. You know you're not a score 35, 40 points a week because I have great receivers and a great quarterback. You're looking to run the ball. You're looking to have a short passing game, which is why I've never understood why people are like, oh, Mac Jones was checking down. Yep, and when he's on the field during games, he's going to be checking down and getting the ball to slot receivers and tight ends and James White. You're built a certain way to play defensively. Yeah, I think if you think you have a chance to compete, make the playoffs, be in the mix for maybe winning a playoff game, then yeah, you want your number one corner, because we all know a great defense or a very good defense, especially in New England, generally starts with having a true Pro Bowl caliber number one corner. So yeah, if you're what you think you are in terms of what you've built this offseason, I think you very much are invested in trying to have Stephon Gilmore on the field.
What do you think's realistic as far as, you know, which side do you think is more likely to budge, and what ultimately could be the final result?
My gut here is that sort of cooler heads, reasonable heads prevail, because I have to think both sides are somewhat understanding of the other side. And, you know, you're Stephon Gilmore, you're playing out the final year of your deal. I'm the Patriots. I paid you a lot of money. You don't want to step on the field for $7 million. Okay, understand that. So slide me a number across the table. What's it going to take, as the salesman would say, with the mattress, what's it going to take for me to get you into this mattress tonight to get on the field? Is that 5 million bump? Is that 6 million bump? You know, do I bring your salary up to salary wise, you know, the top ones in the game, $13-14 million? And I have to think Gilmore would say, okay, you're paying me my value for this year when you already paid me a massive deal. You invested in me. And we also have to remember, this is a guy that's now looking for his third big contract. He was a high first round pick. He's playing out a $65 million contract with you. He just wants to be compensated currently at what he believes his value is. So to me, you look at a team that's got the money, $15 million. Can you afford to bump up Gilmore $6 million, $7 million to get him to 13, 14? If you think you're going to be a good competitive team, I don't know why you wouldn't at least try to do that.
Yeah, and Andy, I kind of asked that question earlier in the vein of, if you think your front seven is going to be badass, do you treat Gilmore differently than you normally would if maybe you're like, ah, we're just good in the front seven, we're not going to be great in the front seven? But that said, they took care of Gilmore off of the great year in 19. This year, I wonder what the real leverage is. I kind of think maybe, and I want to run this by you, that he had like, what, one or two interceptions last year, and he only played 11 games. Okay, well, if you get three interceptions and you play more than 11 games, we'll give you $3 or $4 million in incentives that you could make, and let's bridge the gap, because you are over 30 and you did have a major muscle injury to a guy who needs his legs. Do you think that, or do you think they got to straight up say, no, 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 we're just going to give you more money on principle?
Well, my guess would be what you just described is the negotiation, is the compromise. You know, I threw out, let's say Gilmore wants $7 million. I want to have a salary that's $14 million among the top in the game for cornerbacks salary this year. And the Patriots are saying, well, you know, we were really thinking more. We could be fair. We'll bump you up three. Okay, well, now let's bridge the gap with very fair incentives. Not Tom Brady incentives. Not you have to be the greatest cornerback that ever played the game, right? But, yeah, if you have a couple picks and you play, you know, 75% of the snaps or whatever, you're on the field, you'll get your $7 million. And I'm going to feel like if I'm the Patriots, if he's on the field for those snaps, well, now I'm a better team. I'm a better defense. Because as you said, Gresh, like, if the front seven's as good as I think it could be, well, now maybe defensively we're talking about a top three defense. And let's be honest. Okay, so you hope you're making the playoffs. You hope you win a game. Now maybe you're getting into games where you're playing, I don't know, the Browns. Well, we certainly saw the boogeymen give the Browns and Baker Mayfield hell a couple of years ago. Or, you know, Josh Allen. Maybe you're playing him and say, you know what? Yeah, they're good, but is Josh Allen incapable of being spooked by a good defense and a good Bill Belichick game plan? So I think that would be the most likely bridge the gap scenario, is they get to the $6 or $7 million with $3 million locked in, and then, you know, the rest coming via some realistic incentives.
2 years ago, Andy, you saw one training camp practice from N'Keal Harry, and to paraphrase you, I think you said he sucked and you knew it. You sniffed it right out. I'm curious now, with the additions they've
still
made.
Still sucks. Don't be curious. He still sucks.
No, I'm not interested. I'm not curious in that.
Oh, okay.
The part I am curious about is when you look at the current depth chart, does he even make the team to start the season?
My guess / prediction / hunch is he's a garbage for garbage trade in August sometime. They unload him and they swap him for, I know Andy Isabella has been a popular one around here. Another guy I've brought up is Marcus Davenport, the defensive end pass rusher the Saints drafted a couple of years ago. That's been a disappointment down there. Sean Payton, you have a good working relationship with him and Bill Belichick. They actually visited that in the past, if you remember. Bethel Johnson, Jonathan Sullivan, garbage for garbage trade with the Saints, where you unloaded your receiver for, right?
Yep.
So
that makes sense.
N'Keal Harry, I watched one drill today. Simple drill, Mick Lombardi, just the receivers. They're working on getting off the line. And I turned to Mike Giardi and I said, if I'm Mick Lombardi, I'd say, N'Keal, good. Now run at full speed this time. The guy is just, he's molasses. Like, I still say he runs like he's got jogging ankle weights on, and I don't think you can change that.
Andy, any idea on the defensive line rotation? Because you got guys like Judon who could, like, replace a John Simon, and we know the grab bag of linebackers that they have. But what about those defensive tackles? Have you gotten any feel on any of the interior guys?
Not really, because you're in this shorts and T-shirt camp, and I know the whole story all week has been, oh, the pass rush has been awesome. Of course they are. You got Josh Uche in a sprinter stance coming off the edge, and I'm not allowed to hit him. Right. I don't have pads on. Of course he's going to get there. The one thing I have noticed is Dietrich Wise moves around a lot. Like, there are times where you look at Dietrich Wise, and he's standing up on 2 feet, and he's almost treated like a Judon. And then the very next snap, he's down either over the nose or over the guard as an interior sort of sub-rusher. And I'm really intrigued to see how they use him in conjunction with Judon and the other athletes up there. Wouldn't surprise me if you saw some defensive fronts where Dietrich Wise is one or the only defensive tackle or bigger body on the field, and even he is a pretty versatile athletic guy. But I think that's going to be one of the biggest upgrades, is they have bodies there. I think Henry Anderson is a good player. Mm-hmm. I've always liked him. And then you throw in Godchow, and you move Lawrence Guy into a spot where maybe you don't have to rely on him to do absolutely everything as you have the last couple of years. And I think he could get, you know, lesser reps, but more impactful reps as the games and the season wears on. So, yeah, I think that's an interesting group, but that's a group that I'll start evaluating when, you know, they actually have helmets and shoulder pads on. And for now, I'll just rip N'Keal Harry.
Anybody else from the rookie class outside of Mac Jones making any kind of impression?
Well, I would say that Stevenson, Ramondre Stevenson, made an impression today where I heard Ivan Fears yell like I have never heard Ivan Fears yell at him.
Look out.
Yeah, I mean, Ivan Fears is sort of your grandfather, right? Like, nice old man, has some good quotes every once in a while, but even he's acknowledged he's getting older, might be his last year, and he just chewed Stevenson out. I don't know exactly what the issue was, but he was late. He didn't know what he was doing. Then he was walking on the field. Ivan was not happy with him. Perkins got chewed out once. I would say today was not an overly crisp practice for anyone. Offensively early on, there was just a lot of inefficiencies in the passing game. Guys not on the same page, a couple drops. And then at one point, Josh McDaniels was just absolutely shredding the scout look defense. Like, I've never seen a scout team get ripped.
What a day.
They were.
Nice.
And he was ripping the card guy. Gresh, you know this.
The card guy.
Who had to hold the cards up. Holds the card. Then he's calling that guy out because guys are not running what's on the card. They're not lined up right. Josh was not happy with the look they've gotten. But no, as far as rookies go, that's the one thing I will. This is Mac Jones' show. Although, don't sleep on my guy, Trey Nixon. I think he's a sneaky guy to make the roster, the last round receiver.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, there we go. All right. So day two in the books. Andy Hart breaking it down. You're back down there tomorrow, right?
I'm hopeful. I don't know. They got all these limits down here with the PR staff. This is the only place in the world where the pandemic is still burning strong, where we have to do Belichick Zooms, and we have to limit the number of reporters. So I'll have to check in and let you know.
There we go. All right, Andy Hart of WEEI.com with us on the Harbor One Hotline. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it.
See you guys.
There goes Hart. Look, this is not good for Cam Newton.
Mac Jones is lighting it up, and they're not even playing defense yet.
If we're in shorts, and this guy's got a bum hand, and he's even if you don't take Andy at his word on the whole moping or whatever, shouldn't he be to the point to where it's like, okay, here's all the stuff that he worked on. Here's the mechanics that look different.
The ball comes out
of his hand.
Yeah.
Like this to me, and I know we bust Shime's balls about Mac Jones and all that stuff, but this is a real warning sign on Cam.
Well, yeah, but that's the question came down to, does Cam have to lose it or does Mac have to win it or does it have to, the perfect storm where both things happen? Because I think we knew Mac Jones could hit an open receiver. I saw him play at Alabama. And right now there's no defense.
Good.
There was no defense in the title game against Ohio State either, and he hit those guys all the time. Whereas Cam might actually be looking forward to the defense because he can't hit a receiver, whether they're open, double covered, one guy on him, doesn't matter. So his ability to maybe, run in short yardage or things like that, maybe give him a little bit of an advantage. He's like, you know what? I need the defense. He can't score. It's like a guy who can't shoot. You'd be like, he could be in an empty gym. He won't get 20 points. Cam Newton's the same way. He can't light up, he can't pass well regardless of if there's nobody on the field defensively or if there's 20 guys defensively. It doesn't really matter to him.
It's like an Olympian who can't get laid.
It's impossible. Doesn't exist.
This is great, though. I loved it. Shime, of course, right away. Oh, I ask about the two interceptions.
Two picks. A couple of picks.
This not is quite as many as Tua, but,
This is when you want that stuff to happen. Like, the fact that Cam isn't making – the fact that the mistakes that Cam are making are that he's missing people.
Yeah, but I'm not surprised by that.
He's
really bad.
And he'll still start week one.
Yeah. He's really bad at quarterback, but he was also really bad at quarterback for 15 games last year.
And
they re-signed him.
I don't know.
Immediately.
Yes.
Without hesitation.
Nope. Pulled the trigger. Like, we got to have this guy back. Why?
You could have just brought back Hoyer as your backup if you were really committed to drafting a rookie and starting him right away. They're not.
Cam Newton would have been available today. If you didn't sign Cam Newton you wanted Cam Newton, you could have signed him today.
I think with the new rules, you can put anybody on the practice squad now. So I was thinking of Brian Hoyer, but right?
Yeah,
like, I don't think they would do that to Cam considering Bill loves him so much, but it does make you wonder how are they going to try to stash guys and make that whole quarterback spot work. Oh, shine, baby.
I'm not worried.
You should be.
You're all excited over there, and
you
I have not
should
flinched.
Be.
Yeah, because
it's about
to sprout a fourth nipple.
Because it's Cam. It's about Cam not being able
to.
I am aware, and Belichick's still going to start him week
Cam
one.
Cam sucks, and Mac's great, and he's going to start Mac week one because Cam sucks, Shime.
Mac not
Prepare
great.
Yourself for it.
Yeah,
not
but the
great.
But the but Shime still has the out where Mac could start, but doesn't mean he's going to be very good.
And they start so 1-4, yeah, and I'm right. like, aha,
and
right
one
again.
One of the best rosters in the leagues and one of the best offensive lines, so he's going to be good.
Just because you
start.
Have a great roster doesn't prevent you from getting injured or winning games. Like, it doesn't mean
or
you're
like,
just
see, I think they
games.
Can win games with Cam because
great
they're so
rosters
good.
Suck.
But it doesn't mean that
they
but,
lose games.
I mean, the 49ers had a great roster last year. What happened to them?
Right.
They disappeared.
Yeah, that's
they got
everybody
injured.
Getting injured. That's not just Mac, though.
But Mac could throw for 100 yards and a pick, and they could win because the defense is so good. It doesn't mean he's so good.
Exactly.
Right. So,
it's great.
Gresh is like taking a victory.
When he wins offensive.
I don't really get it. I'm loving the fact that this is Cam on his own who is. Yeah. Right, like,
but
this,
everybody knows Cam sucks. The only person that's arguing it is Wiggy, and I think he's just trying to take the other side because nobody thinks he's a good quarterback. So Mac Jones, if Mac Jones is good, he'll take the job, but he may not be good, and Belichick may be stubborn about it.
Like, none of us think this is MVP Cam Newton.
No.
Nobody does.
I absolutely do not.
Like, I recognize Cam Newton is not good, but at the same time.
But if he's so bad... Just on air and in camp.
Yeah. It's also one
after
day.
After all of this stuff, and like if we go through a preseason.
It's not just one day.
And
it's a full season and 2 days.
Well, in reality, I can buy what Shime is selling, but I thought I was going to get a better version of Cam because of all this work that went down.
Oh,
and when
I think a lot of people were.
And when you can't hit a guy in air, what are we really talking about here? Like, he's going to render himself the not the starting quarterback.
I just thought it was such crap last year, all the excuses that came out for Cam, and it was a million things, like no training camp and no this, and you're like, well, Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert just showed up from college, had no training camp, no preseason. They both lit it up
in a
until
COVID offseason.
That's what I'm saying. That was the big
just
excuse for Cam.
Shredded.
And you're like, well, Tom Brady was on a new team, won the Super Bowl. So like the whole like new team changing around like made no sense.
What Cam could control was making himself better. And against air, we're not seeing that. Like, come on. How much more warning sign do we need?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
We will get to the three T's coming up. But first, here's Shime, who's now really had a bad day.
More Gresh and Keefe right now on WEEI. Have you been watching the show today?
At twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Been tweeting the show?
At Gresh Keefe on Twitter.
Texting the show?
At 37937.
Well, now it's time to read only the positive messages.
From Twitch, Twitter, and the text line.
On Gresh and Keefe.
And our boy Shime needed your positivity today via the text 37937 on the old Twitch chat. You can go to weei.com/watch. Easiest way to watch us there. And, of course, on Twitter, at Gresh Keith. Sean, feeling better?
Yeah, you know, I'm feeling a little bit better. Not 100%, but...
That's because he had a Mountain Dew and a bag of Doritos. So he's on cloud 10 for about 5 minutes, and then...
I'm still slowly taking the bottle of Mountain Dew in.
Good.
You know, really
good. Yeah, you don't need to pound
up.
That. You want to enjoy that.
Exactly.
Good.
Just taking it in.
Really soak it in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we talked a lot about Stephon Gilmore today from the 240. Enjoy Detroit, Stephon.
Yeah, they could. I mean, they could trade him. It's always a possibility.
I don't think it'll get.
I don't think so either.
That bad.
I think Hart kind of summed it up well. He thinks, and this might just be too level-headed, that both sides understand the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Patriots are like, all right, Stephon Gilmore probably shouldn't be playing for $7.5 million, but Gilmore is also, well, they did give me a bump last year. It's the contract I signed. So, I mean, they both kind of get it. I think ultimately he'll get a little bit of a bump for this year. I don't think they'll trade him because I also think they realize this is a good team. And if you go into the year without Gilmore, you're going to say, man, this defense is really good, except they don't have a number one corner. So if you just have Gilmore, then, okay, now your defense is great.
And I know that Andy had mentioned, like, top of the scale money. I don't think Gilmore asks for that. Like, to the whole understanding each side, that'd be pretty ballsy. You missed 11 games and had a torn quad, but you want to go from 7 to 14? That feels too much. And there's got to be some sort of way for them to bridge the gap.
So
until Bill comes out and rips them tomorrow.
At total cash for this year, so not their base salary, not their signing bonus, not their cap hit, but total cash for this year, Gilmore is slated to make $7.5 million, which would put him in a tie for 26th. At the position.
Mm.
So he's looking up at a lot of guys, and a lot of them are not very good.
But again, there's some bonuses tied into some of those.
It's when you sign deals and everything else.
From the 401, Shime, did you just do a little wiggle to psych yourself up before trending? Yeah, I do it just about before every trending.
Do a quick
shake
wiggle?
Out the willies.
Oh, yep. Get that out of there.
Shake out the willies, you're good to go. Yeah.
Shaking it's your tail feather in there.
Gets a little chilly in here and, you know, got to shake it out a little
bit. Can't you change the heat in there?
Yeah, but like I don't like, I like to keep the status quo. I don't like
good.
To,
you hang meat in there?
Yeah. That's the thing. Fourier comes into this studio with thin shorts and a thinner t-shirt on and then goes, it's an icebox in here. Yeah.
I mean, it's set to 71. It's not like it's set to like 60.
Oh, it's colder in here. Like 67 in this room.
Yeah, exactly. You guys going a little overboard. Yeah, we like 69 cool. is the perfect temperature.
Yeah, but it's hot. You get all sweaty or you fall asleep. You're cold. You stay on top
we
of it.
We don't mess with it. Sure. Whatever it is,
no,
Greg
true.
Hill. Yeah,
that's true.
So it's really Fourier.
Here.
Taking it out on them.
From the 508, when Max starts, that third nipple will disappear like an April swim in Maine. From the 401, poor Shime, he needs a hug or a charcuterie board dropped off to him.
Oh.
LOL, third nipple is too funny. Slow burn that.
Do we know anybody that does charcuterie boards? That'd be nice to drop that in here. We could have like some cheese and some meats.
I would love that.
That'd be nice.
If anybody out there does that, let us know.
Somebody must.
Twitch chat really wanted to make me feel better. So at Shime Time, you are the wind beneath our wings. You are the blue cheese dressing to my buffalo wings. He is the spoke in the wheel, the elastic in the underwear, the celery in the Bloody Mary.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Really
kind of well said.
Putting it out there for me.
That was real strong. That had to turn your day around.
Yeah, it was real nice.
Good. We win betwixt my cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
Twitch chat also said, Shime, if you're hungry, just check Gresh's bag. No way he got a bag that big without snacks.
Go right through it. Nothing in there.
Where's your bag?
Huh?
People can see your bag on the stream?
Oh, well, because sometimes I will grab something out of it.
I got you. I was like, man, we have another
camera. He does carry around
here?
A big bag.
Well, because I have cables
a lot
and
of cables,
stuff in
yeah.
here. Because Lord knows.
No headphones.
No, not yet. No. I'm still waiting on that.
Rather have it, not need it, than need it, not have it, Gresh.
Yeah. Great point.
A bunch of just stuff that John gave me.
Papers.
Random papers.
Yep,
you
I got jam.
Shove them in there.
Bunch
got
of
some
bunch
Listerine
of
in
loses.
Here.
Oh, Listerine.
You don't want the dragon.
That's true.
No, you don't.
Because you never know when you're going to have a meeting. Huh?
Thank you, John.
That's fine. And more cables.
Just plenty of stuff.
Somebody then responded to that blue cheese to my buffalo wings comment by saying, I would rather lick Gresh's feet than eat blue cheese.
I got great feet, and they're clean, too.
That is
blue
not
cheese
a great
is.
Alternative.
Blue cheese
lick.
Is gross.
Lick.
I love blue cheese.
I
could almost eat it on its own. Almost.
I could eat ranch on its own, but I also like blue cheese. I like them both.
You're just going to eat ranch? Like, you mean drink it?
Yeah, I could easily.
Any dressing, you need to have something
Dear
else.
Dear Lord.
You would just sit there and drink. If it wasn't that bad for you, you'd have a glass of ranch.
I could, yeah.
Ugh. Is that delicious. Nasty?
Yeah, there's something wrong there.
Dice on Twitter says, guys, that's not a third nipple on Shime. It's just an old tortellini he got stuck to his chest.
Could be a tortellini. Yep. Yeah, pop that off.
Definitely.
Like in Mallrats when they go and visit that psychic. And it turns out just pepperoni.
Just pepperoni.
Yeah, just pepperoni.
Out of Dice's 12 texts today, that was the best.
Yeah. Then I only took
or
the one.
Tweet. Sorry, whatever
I've
it
come
is.
To the conclusion that I only take the one
the
best one from
yeah.
the day, and I'll
hey,
toss
live
it
tweets
there.
The show.
Yeah,
what's wrong with that?
I give him credit.
A little running commentary.
From the 240, Mac Jones is a very bright, is a very bright, don't know why it's typed like that, and is going to be an excellent NFL QB. Shime, you're going to look like a smacked ass over your disdain for MJ.
That is great.
Okay.
Something to cheer up everybody on the show. We got Dave on Twitter weighed in, said, I'm always working when your show's on. Unfortunately, had to call in today because my son was sick. He loves sports as much as me. We're watching the Twitch stream together, and it brings the show to a whole new level. Hilarious.
That's right. Watch it on Twitch. If your schedule changes, you're at home, throw us on there.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Yeah. Good stuff.
You can put it on the iPad. You can put it on the TV.
Your
you can
phone,
put it anywhere you got
God
a smart
sakes.
Device. Yeah.
Whatever you want.
That's right. Bring it wherever.
That's it.
So we talked a lot about me having a third nipple. Well, apparently there's now a Twitter account called Shime's Third Nipple.
Oh, God. So, how's the content there?
I don't think they've released any yet, but...
Saving them.
Yeah.
Saving them for after the show.
We'll see. From the 401, Scheme. Love when people pronounce my name.
Scheme.
Scheme.
Scheme, you ignorant slut. Order yourself some moussaka, which is a...
That?
Wonderful dish.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
is
I think
it?
It's a Greek dish.
Oh, sounds good.
Actually, I think it's a lot like around the Mediterranean because I think it's also a lot very prevalent in the Middle East as well.
For those who remember,
for
those who remember the great Mean Gene Okerlund from WWF and WCW fame,
oh,
when he operated those wrestling hotlines where he's making a ton of money. They used to call him Scheme Gene, to where the Iron Sheik slipped and called him that once. Like,
Scheme Gene.
Instead of Gene Mean, yeah. Scheme Gene! Oh, man. Scheme Shime? We got to figure that out.
Someone also on the text line from the 207 put, like, my name in place of the My Girl song by The Temptations.
That's
okay.
That's a lot
I've
of work.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day.
Yeah, it works. It works.
Yeah. So
not bad.
Yeah, you know, and it's just talking about my shine, my shine, my shine. Just a lot of that. So
wow.
Good job by you.
All right.
I respect your effort. I'm not going
to
sing the whole thing.
Skip
to
the
good
end.
Good job by you.
All right.
Let's see here. I'm a man, and I love you and your tummy, Shime. It's beautiful.
Okay. Are there any not about you?
Very selective.
Are there any not about you in there?
From the 413, John should just make Shime a poop sandwich.
I said, are there any not about you?
Not many more.
I'm ready. Until we get some like original humor regarding my soiling of myself, I think we need to retire it.
Here we go.
I don't think that's true.
Retiring that.
Because the key to comedy is repetition. And repetition
it's about repetition.
Is the key to comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, reinventing. If they stop being funny, then.
No, John,
it comes
you don't
back.
Understand.
It cycles back. Trust
it's
me.
It's repetition.
The next 20 might be bad, but that 21st one, man, we're going to be glad it happened.
It's the strategy you take on this show every day, John.
From the 207.
This is a bunch of horse. Big quantity guy.
Fun fact, most blue cheese and stinky cheese smell because it's the same bacteria that make your feet smell.
All right.
That one wasn't about me.
I did ask for one, not about you. So.
I always thought people who didn't wear socks had stinky feet, but if you wore socks, you were kind of insulated.
Hmm.
Isn't that kind of the sort of the deal? Like people who don't wear socks.
See, I'm not wearing socks now, but I also filled these bad boys with powder. So that it kind of keeps them down.
Oh, so you
sweat.
Went the, yeah, okay. That's a power move.
I've also learned that if I wear black socks, my feet sweat more than if I wear white socks.
Interesting.
Yep.
My dog's feet smell like Fritos.
So do mine.
Yeah.
It's
a certain kind of fungus or something, but it's like a healthy thing.
No, but yeah, they're like, their toe pads smell like popcorn sometimes, too.
I get my snout right in there. I'll be like, give me those Fritos, buddy.
And the last thing I'll leave you guys with from the 401, Shime is Francisco Scaramanga, James Bond villain with three nipples.
All right, from now on, we're going to cap the number of Shime mentions we're going to have during 3T.
This was a learning experience.
You guys kept pushing the fact that I was having a bad day, so literally everything submitted was about me today. I don't know what you want from me.
What are you talking
about? I just collect what I'm given.
How about this from the 413? What kind of idiot has an issue with Mac Jones? Throw that one in there.
Crash,
well,
here's
again,
the thing.
Also about Shime.
That's true, too.
Also true. But here's the other thing, too. I can't add anything that happens while I'm reading a Word document.
I get it. All right.
So you got to submit it before the segment.
Shime did.
I did.
The Shime rule.
It's just like
week in review. Anything that happens on Friday just doesn't exist.
Well, it could if we wanted
we're,
to.
We're trying to change that.
But it
that.
Doesn't, generally.
Hey, by the way, Cartier underscore Dave on Twitter just said, holy cow, my son just lost his mind hearing that live. So there we go.
There you go. See, there. T3 to the welcome. That'll do it for T3 today, boys.
There it is. You got something next.
Right back to the Meat Sweats.
Meat Sweats. I was listening to Meat Sweats the other day. Instead of sweating your vets, you're getting the Meat Sweats.
Fresh and Keefe on EEI.
Henrik Sedin lobbed it on out. Burrows kicked it on back. The net still empty. Dropping back as Bjeks has a goalie. Marshawn the shot. He scores! Marshawn! Second goal of the night. Fourth for the Bruins. No icing. For the first time in 39 years, the Boston Bruins have won the Stanley Cup. And they pour on to celebrate with Tim Thomas, their heroic goaltender.
Okay, it's a little different start to You Got Something. It's still brought to you by Unified Office. If you run restaurants, you know that busy signals and placing customers on hold means lost revenue. Let Unified Office help you maximize sales at unifiedoffice.com. And off of what we just heard, John, you got something apparently because you played audio.
I do. So there's a man named Scott Jones from Vancouver and a woman named Alex Thomas. And 10 years ago on this night, they laid in the middle of the street as Vancouver burned to the ground in a photojournalist named Richard Lamb snapped an iconic photo of them, which then ended up on the cover of a album by the band Placebo. but they were the Vancouver kissing couple, and 6 months later, they moved back to her home, her homeland of Perth, Australia, where they opened a brewery, Rich, and they have got that photo hanging there on the wall, signed by the journalist, and they have a three-year-old daughter now, and they are still together, so Greg Wyshynski's got a big retrospective up on that on ESPN.com right now.
Okay.
Gresh, you got something?
I do. Shelby Houlihan is the American record holder in the 1,500 and the 5,000 meters. She's a runner. Posted on social media, she has been banned for 4 years following a positive test for what she concluded was a tainted pork burrito.
Oh, no. See, don't eat pigs.
And then she went on this big Instagram thing saying that she's since learned it's been long understood by WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, that eating pork can lead to a false positive for nandrolone since certain types of pigs produce it naturally in high amounts. Pig organ meat, known as offal, O-F-F-A-L.
Yeah.
Has the highest levels of nandrolone, and apparently she went to a Mexican food truck that served that and now is out for 4 years.
Yikes.
How about that? Wow. Shime, you got something better than
sure
that.
Sure do. Portugal just beat down on Hungary 3-0. They didn't score all three goals until the second half, and it was late in the second half. But Cristiano Ronaldo had two of them and is now the all-time leading goal scorer in Euro international play. There you go.
My only problem with him is he's the best soccer player, or one of, I understand you could argue, one of the best soccer players in the world for the last 15 years, and probably one of the best-looking people in the world for 15 years. You can't have everything.
He has it all.
Deal with the devil, the only explanation.
It'd have to be his father's deal with the devil, right?
Something. Or him when he was younger. I don't know. Something worked for him.
But did a kid, do devils do deals with kids?
Sure. A soul's a soul.
But did karma get him because he's a tax cheat?
Yeah, I think he's doing fine.
I agree.
I think he's doing just fine. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think he'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Handsome with a $60 million fine or ugly without one?
Well, $60 million on top of all the other money that he has. I think he's doing okay.
Keith, you got something?
Yeah, real quick. Major League players now, if they're caught using a foreign substance on balls,
dear Lord,
will not only be ejected, but they'll be suspended for 10 games.
Starting immediately, I assume?
Starting June 21st.
Huh?
Meaning everybody gets one trip through the rotation to cheat their balls off, literally.
What is
And then figure it out from there. But the league is trying to crack down on it. So look for ERAs to balloon starting in July.
Boy, this cheating's really bad, but let's wait a week before we start enforcement of everything.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Good Lord. Hey, tomorrow we'll talk baseball with Will Fleming for the midweek clubhouse report. We'll hear from Bill Belichick as well. Andy Hart will stop by, and I'm sure we'll parse through a lot of football stuff. OMF are next. Shime and John produced it. If something went wrong, blame those two. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.